The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Rift Helium. The company's been busily working away on its helium project in Tanzania. Charlie Fitzroy is the man in charge there, and he joins us now. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Alistair. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. So tell us what's been going on in Tanzania. You've got the EIA process ongoing. What's happening?
So we've been busy working away since our IPO back in April. We raised £8 million to fund our seismic program, our three seismic program for this year, and then next year, our two well program. With the EIA, which has been ongoing for some months now, we're nearing the final stages. And our COO has been in country in Tanzania at site with the NEMP guys, which is the National Environmental Management Committee Council, and also he was there for the Technical Advisory Council committee meeting. Those two things are the final stages in the EIA process. So we are coming to the end of it, which is very exciting. And we're looking forward to getting that certificate in this quarter, Q3, and then cracking straight onto our seismic. We're going into 3D seismic, which is what we raised our funds for. But that's really what separates us from peers in the region. You know, we're going to be the only group to have done extensive 3D seismic survey. And that's the benefit from Rift. You know, we are approaching this in a smarter way. We've learned from all our peers who've done a lot of exploration work in the region. They've done drilling, they've done a variety of things, and we can see what works, what doesn't work. So that's why we're going straight into 3D seismic, and next year we're going to two wells drilling. And we've got everything lined up for all of those programs. So we're very excited, and this EIA is the key thing, because once I get issued, then we can crack on with our seismic.
So it's all falling out according to plan then, at least as we speak today, Charlie. So the EIA is due fairly soon, and then you're going to crack on to seismic in the third quarter, do you think?
Yep, we're doing seismic this quarter, and EIA will be within the next month or so. That's what we expect. So we're looking forward to getting that going so we can really hit our timelines and our targets, which is drilling in the first half of next year, which we're very much on track for. And the key thing as well is we're funded for all these programs. That's the key thing. So we've got the funds available. That's the IPO earlier this year. We managed to secure what we needed. So we're a very strong position.
And you mentioned your chief operating officer being in country overseeing this EIA project. What sort of feedback is he giving you at the helm of this company about how it feels to be operating in Tanzania and how the EIA process has gone and what it feels like to be running a project such as you are running?
Well, our COO, who joined this year, I brought him on board. We are very lucky to have him. He has got an extensive background in operating, and especially in Tanzania. He's actually operated and ran a drill program for a helium company in Tanzania a few years ago. So we're very lucky to have him on board. So this is not his first rodeo at all in country or in helium drilling. And he's been down there meeting with the various individuals from NEMC, which is the organization who run the air process. He's also been there speaking with our logistics providers and identifying key items that need to be put in place before the seismic. And there's been nothing identified which could cause any delays, and that's the key thing. So we're very much aligned for our timelines, and our COO is an experienced individual who's been there and done that before in Tanzania. So we're on track, and everything is aligned. And the EIA process, sorry, the EIA certificate coming through is the key thing before we can mobilise our seismic crews.
I mean, the point you allude to there, Charlie, is also crucial, isn't it? That Tanzania itself is sort of fairly established as a helium exploration province. It's not like you're blazing a trail there. People have been on the ground working in a similar fashion to you before. So the Tanzanians are used to the types of things you guys will get up to. And you've also got some knowledge base to work off as well.
That's one of the key things about Rift. We are in a proven basin with a third mover, which is a massive advantage in this situation because of our peers, Helium One and Noble Helium. They were the early stage guys who came in, Frontier Risk. We don't have that. There's a helium system identified there in the basin. We know that. And our licenses, they were staked because of what everyone saw from what Helium One and Noble were doing, and the exploration thesis evolves. And our license blocks are up dip, we believe, of Helium One. They're shallower. And from our 2D seismic, it looks like we have gas caps, which is the key thing. And the 3D seismic will add to that confidence. So that will show us potentially we have, it will show the gas in the 3D seismic. So we should be able to have some really good images come through in Q4 of this year from that program. And as well as that, we'll be able to do an updated resource. So we'll have a revised resource coming from that seismic data. And the most important thing, which is coming from the seismic, is the well targeting. It will enable us to target the optimal position, the crestal position in the reservoirs for drilling, to make sure we are maximising our funds and not wasting any capital.
So you talked about seismic and drilling, Charlie. Just give us a sense of what the opportunity is here. I mean, obviously, it will be confirmed by seismic and drilling to a degree, but you know, ahead of that, what sort of upside is on offer?
We've got a CPR which we had put in place for the listing using our existing 2D data. And that CPR gives us a P50, so a mid-range resource in the scale from CPR of 19 BCFs of helium. And that is significant globally. If you look at the global demand in 2025, it was 6.5 BCF. So we've got a very exciting prospect here. And the location of our project is Tanzania, which is on the eastern side of Africa. And the helium market, you know, 60% of helium imports is in Asia. The other 30% is in the EU. So we're primed for the Asian market in the EU, which is the Asian market is the quickest growing helium market. As we all know, helium is vital for semiconductor manufacturing, and the Asian market is very dependent on semiconductors. So Tanzania is a really strong location for that end market, and that's why we're very lucky to be where we are in Tanzania, in a proven helium basin, some years after people started exploring for helium there. So the logistics, the supply chain is getting more developed.
And the market dynamic for helium remains positive as well in terms of the ongoing troubles in the Middle East and the constraints on supply.
Yeah, and we've seen major players in the helium market announce they have to up their helium prices by 30% recently, Japanese players. So there is a move to higher prices, and we're seeing that is going to continue. There seems to be continuous damage in a variety of facilities in Qatar. Even a small facility in Russia got hit not too long ago during the Ukraine conflict. So there's a lot of damages happening to helium producing facilities, and also governments like Russia and China are limiting helium exports. So they're saying how strategic it is, so they're not exporting anymore. So it's getting tighter and tighter. And with helium currently, over 90% of helium is made as a byproduct to natural gas production. So Rift Helium is a primary helium producer, and that's really where we can see the market going. With people who need helium, groups and companies who need helium, they won't have to rely upon a byproduct. They want it as the main source. So that's why we're excited to have a primary. And also, our helium is clean. We don't have any hydrocarbons in our system. We just have helium and nitrogen from the exploration work that's been done so far. So our emission profile is very, very, very low. So we're in a very strong position strategically, logistically, and also environmentally.
So, yeah, we talked about how Rift Helium is in a strong position, Charlie. Perhaps just close us out by outlining what the news flow is going to look like in a bit more detail, you know, in as we go into the third and fourth quarters of this year and into next year.
Yeah, so it's going to be very, very, very much aligned with our IPO messaging. It is EIA, 3D seismic, 3D seismic processing, and then we'll be doing a resource update, which will be quite exciting, come from the seismic data, because we'll have a much more from that 3D seismic than we have from the 2D. And then next year, first half, it's going into well drilling, where we'll have the big results. But the seismic, it shouldn't be underplayed. That will be quite a change in the information we have. You know, from the 2D seismic data, you've got a sort of 20% confidence probability level. 3D data can put it up to between 30 and 50%. So that is materially increasing your confidence and probability with the project before drilling. And that's one of the key things for us. We are approaching this in a smarter, very capital disciplined manner, and we don't want to put money in the ground before we de-risk it significantly. So the 3D seismic is actually very material. I think that's something which should be looked at quite seriously from an investor standpoint. And then obviously the well drilling next year is one of the key things which will demonstrate what we find with the 3D.
Well, we look forward to watching you guys make lots of progress on this. And in the meantime, though, Charlie, thanks very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.